Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. We roll into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on our website are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. And, yes, that's right, everything for free. You know, those other radio talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month. We do it free, so enjoy that. Freetalklive.com. You know, we actually started the show out talking about a bad situation in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the police had raided a gay gym because they apparently were having a party with some alcohol present. And I guess that's illegal or something. And so they, you know, raided this gym with a bunch of 70-year-old men standing around eating tacos, pointed weapons at these men, forced them to the ground, forced them to stay there as they ran background checks on them. It was just an awful, awful story. And I just happen to have another Albuquerque police-related story to share with you. This one from the email box. The Albuquerque Tribune reporting, naked dancing, a dead dog. A police officer with an eye for detail and a can of mace. It's not the beginning to a great country song. It's
sounds like a mystery.
It's the story laid out in a civil lawsuit filed in state district court recently by Gary and Penny Schenagel against the Albuquerque Police Department and the city. On September 6, 2005, the Northeast Heights couple, married for more than 20 years, decided a bit of romance was the best way to celebrate their youngest child's departure for college. So the last kid is out the door to college, kids are gone, you finally got the house to yourself, let's have a little time together, you know?
Right.
Who wouldn't want that? Clothes came off, music came on.
Where's the dead dog come in?
And soon, Albuquerque police officer Russell Moore was at their window looking in, responding, police say, to a call from a neighbor about loud music. According to the lawsuit, a tape recorder... Now, you know, this isn't the only time we've heard about these peeping Tom cops, about the cops that'll get a call and they'll go and they'll just look through people's windows and watch them for a while. It's kind of spooky. You know, if somebody calls you for a music complaint, would it make the most sense to just go up to the front door and knock, knock?
The music's too loud. We'd have a complaint because, of course, you want to do the best for the neighbor who's upset about the music. Why would you want the music to continue playing while you're out there looking through the window?
Why would a police officer approach a home for a music complaint
to catch the kids,
and
I guess?
Look through a window? That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he presumed it was kids having a party, because normally when you get a music complaint, it's probably kids having a party.
Exactly.
So he figured, this is my speculation, but trying to think like a cop, right? They want to arrest people for as many violations as they possibly can get, right? So he knew he was going up for a music complaint. He knows that if there's kids having a party, there's a chance there's a bong around. There's a chance there's somebody smoking marijuana. Of course, inevitably underage drinking. And he knows if he knocks on the front door, then they're going to put the bong away. And they're going to, conceal their illicit activities.
Makes sense.
But if he pokes around a little bit, maybe does a little peeping, maybe looks through the window for a while, in this case for 6 straight minutes. It's a long time.
Yeah.
That should be a crime.
In this case, he didn't see any of that. But that was that's what I think was going on. Because that way he could say, oh, I saw you with a bong. Well, you want to show me what that's all about? Now I've got probable cause to search, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't have all that. According to the lawsuit, a tape recorder on the officer's belt that records his actions indicated he stayed at the window for 6 minutes before making his way into their home.
Wow.
Let me read that again. Before making his way into their home.
Hold on. He just walked in the house?
Yes.
Oh, he didn't even knock. He entered.
No, he did not knock. He just came in. That seems a bit, out of protocol, a little bit out of line. Are the cops supposed to? Is that, did the Supreme Court approve that? I mean, I know they've been, case after case, giving the police more and more power to, for instance, just kick in people's doors, do no-knock raids without even alerting people to their presence. But normally that has to do with drug dealers and that sort of thing. This was a noise complaint. Who could possibly defend the actions of the cop in this case?
And you mentioned probable cause. You know, it's amazing to think that where does a probable cause come from to set up a 6 minute long watch on a person's home? And what constitutes a stakeout? You know, how long do you have to be there before you're just waiting for something to happen?
Well, I don't think you're not allowed to stake out. It should be a crime to stake out on private property where you are not welcome and have not been invited. It's one thing to stake out across the street when you've asked the neighbors, hey, you know, mind if we set out in your living room? We think that there's something bad going across the street.
Yeah.
It's something completely and entirely different if you're peeping through somebody's window and then you go into their house.
It gets worse from there. He made his way into their home, alarmed, because, again, if he had knocked, they wouldn't be alarmed. Alarmed, the couple rushed to find their clothes. Gary Schinigel ended up in his wife's robe, confronting the officer who had entered the home without a warrant and made his way to the kitchen.
He's lucky he didn't get shot.
You're damn right. Here, accounts of the bizarre night differ, of course, because the police are always going to try to cover up while the citizens are more likely being honest. The Schinegels say that the officer took their fear and their shock as aggression and then sprayed mace at the couple and their dog, who later died from complications.
Oh my God, they killed the dog again.
They love to kill dogs. They love to attack and kick and beat and shoot and spray dogs and cats. You don't hear the stories about the cats too often, but the reason they do that is to tempt you as the owner of said animal, the owner who inevitably loves their animal very, very much, they want to tempt you into making a move. That's the reason they do this stuff. When a cop comes into your home, there's no reason to kick the dog unless the dog is actually attacking the police officer. In many cases, they don't even bother with a kick. They go straight for the gun. And the reason they're doing that is they want you to lunge at them. They want you to lunge so they have the excuse to either beat the hell out of you or to shoot you as well, because then you are jeopardizing the safety of their officers.
Mm-hmm. And these guys, this guy who did this deserves to spend some time in jail.
Well, there is a lawsuit on the part of the Schinegels.
But it's a civil lawsuit. It isn't going to result in the officer spending any time in jail.
It very rarely does.
What he did was a criminal offense.
Right.
Yeah. And the problem is no one's watching the watchers. This guy needs time in jail. He has violated these people's property. And if we did it to him, we would go. It's just one more case where police are treated as somehow they're morally superior. Somehow they're better than we are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wonder if that police force will get more funds next time they start negotiating or less funds that are expropriated from the taxpayers. If that were a private company and they had a guy like that, they would be in...
their customers would be outraged.
Exactly. Those guys would have some potty training to do because they'd be so nervous.
It's a great point, Gardner, because there's no incentive to treat customers right. These aren't really customers. They're our serfs.
You got it. Yeah.
The couple, by the way, it's not over yet. Remember, the officer shoots mace at the couple because again they were pretty shocked. They were scared, and he shot mace at them and the dog. Dog later died. The couple then were handcuffed while they were still partially dressed, while they were bleeding from being hit with a flashlight. And I'm pretty sure they didn't hit themselves with the flashlight, so the cop not only maced them, but also clubbed them. And were prevented from relieving their burning eyes. The officer, according to the police report, said the Schinegels were aggressive.
I bet they were.
Assaulted
you him. Just walked in the frickin' house like you own the damn place, like you pay the mortgage.
I wonder if aggressive is the right term. Perhaps defensive would be appropriate.
Of their property, of their castle. They were, by the way, arrested on charges of battery on a police officer, which were later dismissed. Because, again, if they actually had a case, they'd probably try to take them to court. So how interesting. They weren't even arrested on noise violation charges or charged with noise violation offenses. They went right for the arrest on assaulting a police officer who had illegally entered their home in the first place. The officer, according to reports, again, they arrested the people. Lawsuit says the police officers who arrived later failed to help the family dog and left the home unlocked when they left. Mm. An Albuquerque TV station broadcast a report showing the couple's home and then noted that the Schinegels weren't available for comment. Guess what happened the next morning? Their home was burglarized.
Oh, man.
So it was reported on the news And then somebody went in and broke
there.
Which, of course, you know who knew for sure that no one was there, and that was the police. 800-259-9231. I mean, they're going to beat people over the head and spray them with mace. I wouldn't put it past them to show up later that night and ransack the place. More on the way. This is a criminal gang. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 19, 2007, gold 654-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $675.85, $335.50 for half, and $166.75 for quarter. That's $675.85, $335.50, and $166.75. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features totally free there. That includes the bulletin board system, approaching 250,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff all will be found, and they're all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So get interactive, bbs.freetalklive.com. Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. That's NeverGetBusted.com. As we go to the phones, it is Chuck in Nevada on the Amplifier line. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you ever run into people who say, you know, give you the argument, well, I pay my taxes, and, you know, they're, like, proud of it, and just all happy about it.
Sure, there are plenty of people like that.
I think it's their patriotic duty.
Well, I just wonder, how many of those people actually do pay federal taxes? Because, you know, I hear you pay your taxes, I pay my taxes, they get taken out of my check each week. And at the end of the year, they tell you know, you got to do your calculations, figure out if you paid in too much or if they owe you money.
Right. You're saying they're doing calculations and filling out papers versus actually doing the paying?
No, well, my point is that some of these people get more money back than they're paying in.
They do.
Certainly. You got the earned income tax credit, and you have people who have supposedly gotten back more than what they put into for Social Security and things like that.
Right.
Exactly. So I'm sitting here. I'm a single guy. I don't have any kids by choice, which was, you know, pretty easy to make that decision, you know, decide to have kids or not. And I end up substituting these people.
You're subsidizing me?
Yeah, subsidizing.
You're absolutely right.
You know, it's funny. I can't remember her name, but the first person was a woman who received Social Security. She lived to be like 102. She had paid in like $16 into Social Security and received out $160,000. It was some incredible number like that.
Well, if you're on the top of the pyramid scheme, then it works fairly well.
Yeah, you got that right. And I love the people who tell us that it was originally designed to be just simply an insurance program for those people. It was like, if that's the case, then why the very year after it started did people start drawing from it? They couldn't put anything in.
We're subsidizing the whole government, every single government employee.
Mm-hmm.
We are subsidizing all the people on welfare, all the people on Social Security and Medicare and all these other programs, the war on drugs, and and not only those people, but now we're subsidizing regular other taxpayers, too.
That's
how it works.
That's what the earned income tax credit, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
And you know what's great on that is the rhetoric that's so funny, especially by the Democrats. They call those people, they want to give a better tax cut to working Americans. That's the lingo they use. Anytime you hear a Democrat say working Americans, and they want to give them a better tax cut, and they want to make sure that the rich pay their fair share, what they mean is they're going to raise the rates, the top marginal rates, on the highest earners, who are the ones who can leverage their money to help really increase investment and start up new businesses. And they're going to... They'll increase the taxes on them, and they will increase the earned income tax credit for the so-called working Americans. That's and you can be far above the poverty line with X number of kids and get the earned income tax credit. You can be four times above the poverty line and get into the children's health
system. Just collapses.
That's a great question. No one knows the answer. It's inevitable, however. All empires fall over time. It's just a matter of when. So, yeah, I don't know the answer, and it's all speculation as far as when that's going to be. I mean, it's in a state of collapse right now as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the dollar continues to drop in value. The expenditures overseas continue to multiply.
The debt mounts every single year.
The thing I hate worst is I just want to pay off a piece of land so that I know that I have a place to sleep at night no matter what.
Well, as long as you pay the property taxes,
that. There's those taxes there, and no matter what, I'm going to have to pay them. And if I can't, you know, it would at least be nice just to have that piece of land that I permanently own.
Yeah, you won't, though. They'll take you and they'll put you on their piece of land behind some bars if you don't pay the government thugs in that particular case. And so, yeah, you're right. There are these people out there that are real proud of, you know, paying taxes into this wealth redistribution system.
Yeah.
And I was actually on a morning show here in Keene today with Al Kulis, one of the local hosts on the station. And it was a lot of fun. We spent a whole hour together. And one of the calls toward the end of the show show, we're talking about immigration, and this guy comes on, and he starts going off about how they're taking our benefits, and they're taking benefits, and I said, you know, look.
So are other Americans.
Right. Yeah. There are plenty of Americans taking the benefits. It's the benefits that are the problem. It's the welfare that's the problem.
And then people just shut up, and they don't know what to say to them.
No, he didn't. Well, he didn't shut up. He just kept repeating his point over and over again, and I repeated mine as well in a slightly different way, and you can't
get through
these people.
It's a welfare problem. It's not an immigration problem.
Chuck, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Only citizens can take from their neighbors. Come on. Don't you guys know?
Right. I mean, if you care so much for these poor, downtrodden people in America that are getting these benefits, why the heck don't you care for the poor, downtrodden people in Mexico? Why aren't we doling out all kinds of money to them?
See, he didn't really care about that necessarily. He just accepted the welfare program as self-evident that the welfare must exist. He couldn't even really conceptualize of the idea that, hey, and I pointed this out. I said, this is a plank in the Communist Manifesto, and it's been taken for granted here in America at this point. Why don't we get back to talking about liberty instead of increasing the size of the state, increasing enforcement? Why can't we talk about getting rid of welfare? And it just breezed right on by this guy. He didn't even make a connection to possibly getting rid of welfare. And then there was another call that came in where he liked what I was saying about getting rid of welfare, but then he took the attitude of, well, that's not possible.
So therefore we have to restrict the free movement of people from other countries to come in here and to be able to work, to allow us to get the biggest bang for our buck, which allows us to better our lifestyles and have a better standard of living with greater productivity.
You mean immigration does
exactly
increase living.
Somehow
right.
They've got to stop this. Yeah, they've got to stop this. And they've got to have these strong-arm tactics on companies. They've got to make sure that they, fine them $20,000 in
protectionism,
4 years in
unionism,
jail.
The whole thing. Yeah, I had this same discussion yesterday on the Ron Paul 2008 board. Somebody's on there spreading their anti-immigrant garbage. I said that this is a site meant to get Ron Paul elected. Please keep your bigoted crap to yourself. Mm. And it just elicited, just from both sides of the issue, elicited all kinds of response. I said, look, like I said before, this is a forum to get Ron Paul elected. If you want to talk about it and you've got guts, please call my radio show tonight and I gave you a number and everything.
Excellent.
It's now 2.5 hours into the show
Not
one of these quivering cowards has called
Nothing.
In.
Hey, you know what, Mark? It's funny you should bring that up because if you were to talk to some people about regulations on smoking and you say, they use this flimsy, retarded excuse that, we all pay for everybody's health care, so therefore we can regulate what you do in your own home. To the
government
degree
is an excuse for itself.
Yeah. Then why don't you say, are you going to regulate businesses to tell them who they can and cannot hire and fire and what they can and cannot sell from certain countries? It's the same principle. Let someone else be free to operate his life the way he wants to. He's not bringing harm to anybody.
You're so radical. So radical! 800-259-9231. Thinking like that needs to be censored. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies, including our brand newest Shriner, Christina, are all on the Shrine. They're proving that they listen to the show and they're validated photos. You can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Yes, it is true. There are ladies who love liberty, and they're real.
They are.
So shrine.freetalklive.com. Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer? Very little. But the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to change that by implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today. That's readpi.com. So we've been talking we're talking a little bit about immigration, and you actually had a story, Gardner, in regards to one of the other crazy things that's happening down on the southern border today with all this immigration enforcement going on. They're really having they're really effective at keeping people out of the country, aren't they?
This is amazing. On the same day that there was a report from the AP that says that Harry, Mr. Super Strong Reid in the Senate might find a tactic to bring back the Senate immigration proposal, which has just inflamed so many conservatives and gotten them so upset. There's another story to stoke the fires, this one coming from the Washington Times, which, of course, is going to try to find as many stories to make illegal immigrants look as bad as possible.
Right.
It says, U.S. Border Patrol agents seeking to secure the nation's border in some of the country's most pristine national forests are being targeted by illegal aliens who are using intentionally set fires to burn agents out of observation posts and patrol routes.
Wait, are they actually burning them while they're in the post?
Well, the rest of the story is amazing, and it's a serious thing. I shouldn't laugh at it, but it's so absurd. We've gotten to this point where...
Well, they want a war on immigration. If you want to start a war, then...
Apparently, they don't have much to lose.
Might as well fight back.
And here we go. The wildfires, and this is the real serious part, the wildfires have destroyed valuable natural and cultural resources in the... Well, you can decide whether it's valuable to you or not. I always have the... Well, they're valuable cultural resources. Oh, really? Well, I thought culture was defined... subjectively. But anyway, the wildfires have destroyed valuable natural and cultural resources in the national forest system and pose an ongoing threat to visitors. Another reason why we should privatize the national forest system.
Sure.
Residents and responding firefighters.
Because I don't get value out of it, I can tell you that.
Neither do I.
They're going to charge me if I want to go and walk
know.
In that forest.
Oh, man. According to federal law enforcement authorities and others, in the Colorado National Forest in Arizona, with 60 miles of land along the U.S.-Mexican border, U.S. Forest Service firefighters sent in to battle fires to clear wild land fire areas are required to be escorted by armed law enforcement officers. Armed smugglers of aliens and drugs have walked through the middle of active firefighting operations, the authorities said. The Border Patrol's Tucson, Arizona sector, which encompasses most of the Colorado forest, has the highest incidence of cross-border violators in the nation. Nearly 500,000 aliens were apprehended last year alone.
Jeez.
Last month, the Border Patrol, in a single operation targeting illegals, causing what Forest Service officials called significant damage to the Colorado National Forest, apprehended more than 300 of them along just a three-mile section of the U.S.-Mexico border. Anyway, it goes on. It says at least five fires were set below a Border Patrol observation post during the operation in an effort to burn the agents out, to answer your question.
Yeah, it's very interesting because when you take a look at the war on drugs, there really isn't much of a war going on. Yeah, there's definitely some conflict in northern Mexico, the gangs, you know, fighting one another to create exclusive distribution in certain territories. But between the gangs and the cops, there's very little conflict. There is some, you know, in that the gangs might threaten the police, but this is kind of unprecedented. I've at least never heard about the black marketeers actually engaging in offensive actions,
you know,
against
Ian,
the cops.
You just brought something up that really ticks me off, and this is just a personal thing. My dad served in World War II, you know, and Roosevelt might have set things up. In fact, I think he did set things up to get guys like my dad to think that they had a duty to go in and defend us against attackers, Japan, the Axis powers. Okay. But they at least had the honor to declare war. And you've got these people using that terminology, war, because it sounds like, oh, it's such a great struggle. It's a monumental effort on our part. It's not war.
Yeah, they've turned it into this throwaway term that can be used on anything.
It's exactly right. It's a totally disposable term that does such disrespect to guys like my dad and my uncle, who was run over by tanks in Europe and shot at and saved five guys' lives in what was a properly declared war, which was supposed to have certain rules. Now, I understand in the abstract people could say, well, you know, state against state, you know, how can you have rules and things like that? But if we are operating under certain laws that these politicians think that they want to uphold, and they tell us in their great patriotic fervor that they are going to swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, blah, 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 then please don't spit on my father's grave and say we're in a war on drugs or a stinking war on terror when you haven't even stinking had the guts to declare any sort of war.
Right. Well, maybe they'll finally get a war. I mean, maybe this is actually the beginning of a real war. And, you know, maybe not. Maybe, and here's how cynical I am. We just finished a story not too long ago about a lone police officer going in, clubbing a couple over the head with his flashlight, macing them and their dog, killing their dog. You know, there's story after story of police just out of control doing terrible things to innocent people. And there's also plenty of stories of police corruption, plenty of stories of border corruption. I wouldn't put it past these guys, because we've had stories, again, about not just about corruption, but also in the military, of them just shoving brand new tools and things like that off the sides of aircraft carriers so they can get a new budget for the next year.
Sure.
If a Border Patrol substation burns to the ground by arson, does that mean they get a boost in funds next year to build themselves an all-new state-of-the-art substation?
It's a flashpoint. We got to do something.
What are the chances that the Border Patrol guys are setting the fires on their own?
Well, it's clear that we need them because it's the immigrants setting the fires, so it's not impossible.
They're claiming that the immigrants are setting the fires, but do they have any evidence to prove that?
Right, it's just an unfounded claim.
Right. There's no reason why they couldn't just go and light their own damn fire underneath their little squadron area. I mean, don't they have cameras and guys watching at the little Border Patrol checkpoints? There are people there, aren't there?
Seems to me that they've failed in their job if immigrants are coming along and setting their watchtowers on fire. I think we should fire all of them and at the very least start over.
Yeah. Well, I think we should fire them all, end welfare, and then open the borders. What do you think?
I concur.
800-259-9231. Am I being too cynical, Gardner? Or
no,
is that a
possibility? I was just thinking, listening to you fine gentlemen, coming up with the very logical questions to ask how someone on the very rabid pro-Republican, supposedly pro-Republican side might say, listen to those guys, just disrespecting the work that these people are doing down on the border.
These heroes!
Don't they know what these guys go through? There have been people who've tried to do their job, and they've gone to federal prison, blah, 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 and the federal government hasn't even backed them up. Hey, maybe that's another reason to get the federal government out of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you want to protect the border, you should have the people who are handling it on the local level and who know the problems decide for themselves the way the founders intended it. And, you know, we mentioned off the air, we were talking a little bit about the immigration thing. Just if people want to look it up, just look up what Thomas Jefferson said during the Alien and Sedition Acts. And because he said immigration is a state purview. It's always been a state purview. It's supposed to be a state purview. End of story.
Right.
And these people that, you know, supposedly the party of Jefferson, the party of Lincoln, what a joke that is, they say, oh, the federal government's got to get involved. When has the federal government done anything right?
That's a great question. If you have an answer to that one, 1-800-259-9231, that is the toll-free SACL CAI line. I've actually got a positive immigration story coming up here from the email box and your calls as well. If you make them now, we'll be able to fit you in. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling.
How to conceal your stash.
And I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features for free. Though it doesn't cost us nothing to run the website. We do have to pay for these things. Leading to that end, we have certain ways that we can raise those funds, and one of those ways is the store. At store.freetalklive.com, you go, you buy Free Talk Live-related merchandise, you get cool shirts and stuff, and you help Free Talk Live out. We've got the brand-new Free Talk Live multi-gadget, 2 gigabytes. We've sold over 65 of these so far. They're less than $60. 2 gigabyte MP3 player / FM tuner / voice recorder / flash drive, all rolled into one with our snazzy logo emblazoned on it. Again, less than $60 for that. There's several Free Talk Live clothing items, everything from T-shirts to hoodies to beanie caps. You'll find all of that there, store.freetalklive.com. You'll also find that the items that we've created so far, and there's brand new ones as well, getting rave reviews from the people that have had them shipped to them. High-quality merchandise. We didn't cut corners. Not cheap crap.
Ian, I don't understand. You mean this isn't like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting where people's money is taken from them anyway, and then you come on and say, for an $800 donation, you can get this very fine Woody Guthrie thimble.
Yeah, it's not like that at all. We give away our product, and you can pay for it if you like.
Pretty cool.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was wondering, are you guys going to make a shrine for the dozens and dozens of male listeners?
Never.
So the thing... Oh, okay. So
yeah, who's interested in looking at that?
Huh?
Who's interested in looking at that, besides the males that happen to have gotten their picture?
Well, I mean, I might join the AMP program if you guys do that.
Oh,
jeez. Oh,
I mean, it's only $3, right?
Yeah. Dude, you should join the AMP program now just because they have the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Well, you know, there have been such things as listener shrines in the past. There are a few threads on the bulletin board system where listeners are encouraged to post their pictures.
You could certainly add it to the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com.
You could. Yeah, there may actually be a male shrine
on
the wiki.
There's so many hundreds of pages that's difficult to know.
So you go ahead and you take the initiative and by all means have fun with it, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Chris. Right. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Believe it or not, the shrine for me is actually a fairly time-consuming activity. We haven't really automated it to any extent.
You've got to be thorough. You got to get it checked out.
I have to go in there, and I have to, you know, resize the pictures. I have to upload them to the site. It takes me a few minutes to put a shrine picture up, and there's so many more male listeners. It would be insane if I had to spend all the time on
there. There is, however, a shrine of gay listeners. Visit wiki.freetalklive.com.
There you go. You can have a shrine. You can have a shrine of Free Talk Live pets on the wiki if you wanted to. It's totally up to you what you create there. Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, everybody's talking about the borders. It's a heavy-duty subject right now, but none of the talk shows, none of the talking heads, none of the papers, none of the news channels talk about the security prosperity partnership.
Mm.
It's SPP agreement that our president brought us into. It's like a corporate decision because they can't really do a treaty anymore because I think the Constitution is null and void. They're
going
on international law.
Yeah.
If you check out, if you guys do a summary show on this agreement that we're well aware
of it. It's SPP.gov. That's the government's own public website about it.
Right.
And there are some people that are talking about it, Dave. Ron Paul is talking about this. He has addressed.
If you look into that agreement, exactly what's going on, what they want to do to the borders is entailed in this agreement, this SPP treaty. That's what you could call it. It's not a treaty. It didn't go through the Senate because right now our government, the three branches, are at each other's throats for power. And
I don't know if they're
like
at each other's throats.
The president is winning out as long as we're in this war, so-called war, and I agree with the other guy there. We can't declare war. We're a part of the UN. Once you're a member of the UN, you give up your right to declare war on a country. You have to go to the UN, tell your problem to them, and then you got to be approved. That's why
I don't think was George Bush approved to attack Iraq?
To go into Iraq.
Well, I don't think George Bush was approved to attack Iraq.
The oil thing went away. So
I see where you're coming from in that the UN probably does have some overarching rules of the on top of us. But
if you're a member, to be a member of the UN, you can't just go around declaring war no more.
But that's what they. I mean, okay, but wait a minute. But George Bush didn't ask the UN's permission to invade Iraq.
No, we went over their head. We just went in there anyway. You know why? Because we had them by the short hairs about the food for oil.
I see what you're saying.
Kofi Annan and all his sons, they should have been hung. There was so much money ripped off.
Oh, the UN should be disbanded.
So
it's an embarrassment.
And who pays for the UN? Us.
We do, yeah.
We are the biggest payer to them. All our equipment got the UN things on it.
Isn't it like 75% of the money going into the UN is from the United States?
Yeah,
something absurd like that?
So it's all a big scam. We're getting the big Abbott and Costello. Who's on first? What's on second? Who's on? I don't know. No, he playing outfield. But it's catching up to him now. Everybody knows it. And Mr. Brown, God bless him.
He's a brave man, Ed Brown.
The angels go to him, and all the FBI and federal agents fall down dead.
Thank you, David. Great call. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't agree, though, that the three branches of government are fighting it out amongst themselves. It seems to me that, yes, the executive branch is the dominant branch at this point, but it seems like everybody else is rolling over for them. I don't see any fighting.
As long as they can get more power accrued to the federal government and their agencies, that's fine, because the Democrats will look forward to being able to be in control of the mechanism they're allowing George Bush to start up.
Precisely right. Quick email from Matt. He says, guys, I was listening to your podcast recently, and you were talking about illegal aliens. I believe it was you, Ian, who mentioned that the anti-illegal alien people would argue that the illegals gather in their own communities and refuse to speak English. This reminded me of a story my father told me. His father immigrated to the United States from Italy. While he did it legally, like many immigrants, he was not necessarily accepted into this country with open arms.
No, it's not like, for the bigots in this country, it doesn't matter. Now they've given themselves legality, so they have a better excuse. But, you know, we've hated immigrants in this country for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't, but when you say we, you mean
we, the country.
People in America. My grandfather ended up in Colorado, remember, immigrant from Italy. He lived in a community with many other Italians. They were coal miners. Great job, by the way. Whew. They were more or less unwanted because it was said that they were taking jobs from other
Americans.
They're
working for less.
Other immigrants at the time who were living side by side with the Italians were Czechs and other Eastern Europeans. These people actually ended up fighting for better working conditions and pay for miners, both American and immigrant miners.
A lot of the progress that's been made for workers in the United States has been made by immigrants.
They physically fought a small war where men, women, and children died for these things. He says, just look up the Ludlow Massacre. My grandfather was not involved in that incident that I know of. It's just a little footnote in history, one that shows the importance of immigrants that many American workers might not realize. My grandfather died alone in a coal mine in 1935 when the mine collapsed and crushed him from the neck down.
Mm.
He was so badly crushed that the undertaker had to stuff his chest with cotton to make it look normal for the funeral. Mm. My grandfather was simply working hard to make a living for his family, and he had gone to the mine early that morning so he could get a jump on the day. See, miners at the time were paid by the ton of rock that they mined and not by the hour. If he hadn't been a hard worker and a go-getter, he might have been alive to raise his children. Anyway, my father told me this story when he was a child, about five or so. When it happened. He told me he would go over to his friend's house, who was Czechoslovakian and only spoke Czech. He was Italian and only spoke Italian in his household. What might the English-speaking anti-immigration overlords of the time have said about this? Anyway, he told me that one day he came back home from his friend's house and would only speak to his mom in Czech. His mom didn't understand, but after a while, my father started speaking Italian again. My grandmother spoke fluent Italian and broken English until the day she died. I remember her well. My dad got a Master's of Art degree and became a high school English teacher. Yes, illegal aliens are illegal, but only because the government says so. Bad law is bad law and should be disobeyed. That's all I have to say from Matt.
Wow, good job, Matt.
1-800-259-9231. The fact is,
the country was built by immigrants.
Built the country. They fought for a lot of freedoms. And they learn English.
You know,
over time, generation to generation, they learn English because it makes sense to do that. You don't have to force them to.
It's amazing to me, these German car driving, Gesundheit saying, pizza eating Americans that say, they're going to ruin our culture.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sake, what are you talking about? Do you eat Chinese food, you nut?
They are your culture. Great point, Mark.
Yeah.
And thanks, gents. Been fun as always. Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow night. You can join us in the meantime online for fun and excitement. FreeTalkLive.com. See you tomorrow night. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's UDADD.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's UDAD.com. UDADD.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.